We have the heart of a child in a jar in our closet. It's Poor Mojo's news show for Friday, March 9th, 2007. A daily roundup of things that seemed important. It's Poor Mojo's Newswire editor Mojo's birthday. Happy birthday, Mojo. Here's Mojo's birthday epistle to the world. I share this birthday with such luminaries as actor Freddie Prinze Jr., martial arts and general late-night cable ass-kicker Cynthia Rothrock, and Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. Looking at that list, how can you possibly deny the truth and power of horoscopes, eh? Or, even better, can you imagine a time-traveling super team made up of those three and me? We'd be just like the A-Team. Freddie Prinze would be the face man, charming the ladies and going undercover. Cynthia Blonde Fury Rothrock would be the bruiser and muscle and weapons expert. Holmes would naturally be the thinker and strategist. And that would leave me the howling mad role, which I would firmly embrace. I'd be the wild card, the pilot, the unpredictable one who would tease Cynthia Rothrock and lure her onto the plane, even though she was afraid of flying. It's also the anniversary of the Russian Revolution, and it's International Women's Day. So I'll be celebrating my birthday today with over half the world's population, which, all told, isn't a bad thing. And now a word from Gamer's Ledge Daily Podcast.
Need a place to get no-nonsense, in-depth coverage of the video game industry? Of course you do. Gamer's Ledge Podcast covers all the major players and consoles, guaranteeing you get your news as well as reviews and a few laughs. Join Yakimoto Joe and the Marksman every Tuesday through Friday. Find us on the web at gamersledge.com, GamersLedge.com. Gamer's Ledge Daily Podcast.
This is Poor Mojo's News Show. One step closer to a Shadowrun future. So we're skipping the whole army idea now entirely and just going straight to hiring mercenaries to fight for us. Dateline, Nairobi, Kenya. The State Department has hired a major military contractor to help equip and provide logistical support to international peacekeepers in Somalia, giving the United States a significant role in the critical mission without assigning combat forces, according to Wire Services. DynCorp International, which also has U.S. contracts in Bosnia, Afghanistan, and Iraq, will be paid $10 million to help provide the first peacekeeping mission in Somalia in more than 10 years. Poor Mojo's Newswire contributor Longo appeals to your sense of charity, and I agree. Shift your dead butt and donate some tampons, people. Head to tampontification.com/donate.php or simply hit the link at the Newswire in the post for today's podcast. Seventh Generation, a green paper products and cleaning products company, will donate a box of sanitary products to a women's shelter in your chosen state just for clicking a link. The biggest problem 20-somethings today have with mom and dad is that they're not dropping dead fast enough. Employee dissatisfaction is at an all-time high, according to a national survey released Monday by the Conference Board, a New York-based private research group. In a survey of 5,000 U.S. households, more than half of all respondents said they dislike their current jobs, compared to less than 40% in a similar survey conducted 20 years ago. These days, the lowest levels of job satisfaction are among younger workers, the survey found. Only 39% of respondents aged 25 and younger said they liked their current jobs, the lowest level in the survey's 20-year history, compared to 45% for workers between 45 and 54. a frequently cited reason for dissatisfaction, lack of opportunity for promotion. And now a message from a Progressive Podcast Network member, doing my part for the left.
Hi, this is Refinish69 from Doing My Part for the Left. And when I say doing my part for the left, I mean it, folks. I am a diehard liberal, and I don't care what side of the aisle they sit on. If they're not doing right by the country or right by the people in the United States or the world, I will go after them. I don't care who they are, because I believe in equal rights for everyone, and I express that very loudly and very clearly on my show. I am proud to be a member of the Progressive Podcast Network. You can find out about the other fabulous podcasts and people that are hanging out there at progressivepodcastnetwork.org. They have a blog. They have the different lists of the different podcasts that you can listen to. Hope you'll join us. And let's take our country back, folks, and stop these right-wing idiots from destroying America.
This is Poor Mojo's News Show. Air America Radio's Randy Rhodes pointed us this afternoon at a most remarkable story best told at scoop.co.nz. It's about these U.S. attorneys. Seems that a number of these public servants, usually allowed to operate independently from the White House, have gotten forced out of work recently under the provisions of the Patriot Act and replaced by the president with cronies. Greg Palast, who is such a good political investigative reporter in America that he has to work for the BBC because no one here will touch him, learned that one honest U.S. attorney was fired to make way for Karl Rove's allegedly criminal friend. Why criminal? Timothy Griffin, Karl Rove's assistant, the president's pick as U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Arkansas, according to BBC television, was the hidden hand behind a scheme to wipe out the voting rights of 70,000 citizens prior to the 2004 election. Key voters on Griffin's hit list: black soldiers and homeless men and women. Nice guy, huh? Naughty or nice, however, is not the issue. Targeting voters where race is a factor is a felony crime under the Voting Rights Act of 1965. In October 2004, Greg Palast's investigations team at BBC Newsnight received a series of astonishing emails from Mr. Griffin, then research director for the Republican National Committee. He didn't mean to send them to investigative reporters. They were highly confidential memos meant only for RNC honchos. However, Griffin made a wee mistake. Instead of sending the emails, potential evidence of a crime, to email addresses ending with the domain name @georgewbush.com, he sent them to @georgewbush.org, a website run by prankster John Wooden. When Wooden got the treasure trove of Rovian rantings, he sent them straight to Greg Palast. Busted! In a late-breaking development, thinkprogress.org says, Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, and other senators met with Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez this afternoon. Schumer said two important developments came from the meeting. First, the Attorney General told us the administration would not oppose our legislation requiring Senate confirmation of all U.S. attorneys. And each of the five fired U.S. attorneys, according to the story, will be able to speak under oath at congressional hearings soon. The theme song for this program is an untitled piece from the disc Himno Nacional by The Figures, available at fingerprint-records.com. Find us online at PORMOJO.org and follow the link to the newswire. On behalf of Longo, Brett, Jim, Davo, Fritz, the giant squid, and Mojo, this has been Poor Mojo's News Show. I'm Alan Bernard.